Yeah, definitely.
What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for you.
Oh, nice. Oh, thank you.
I'm grateful for the house that keeps us out of the cold. I'm grateful for
it is cold.
Definitely the mics. I'm grateful for sharing our life. I just
feel
it's a good thing.
I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for my sweatshirt. I'm grateful for my toothbrush. I'm grateful for the burger that you gave me today.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for that intro, that theme song that we have.
Definitely. It was awesome. Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We're John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration that we started to help people go a whole food plant-based lifestyle and save some animals and get healthy and help the planet out too.
Wow. I'm loving it. Okay. Like you said, people know us for losing 250 pounds as a family, reversing a slew of chronic diseases, and now we're reaching and teaching people how to get healthy too. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share. You don't want to miss any of these awesome podcasts that we've been dropping, like today's episode, which is going to be about our 12-year anniversary.
Yeah, wow, right?
How resolutions don't usually work out.
Yeah.
And for the last 12 years, we've been crushing different stuff because we haven't been dieting.
Yeah, definitely.
This podcast is brought to you by Meyers, by the way. Thank you, Meyers, for our smoothies that fuel us up every day and all the plants we eat. And actually, I shop at Meyers and Aldi this week for this week's class that I teach on Wednesday night. What a week.
We crushed it. We.
What a week.
Crushed it. That class was awesome because we put out our own class, Eat Your Plants Off.
That's right. We started our own, you know, 300 and something Food for Life classes later that we've taught. Mm-hmm. We continue to learn from the top in the field of plant-based nutrition conferences, courses, plant-based nutrition expert, you know, and we've been working a long time with people through our lifestyle medicine approach program, teaching people how to change your diet and lifestyle, change your life, prevent and reverse disease. It's not just about the food, but it's about many things. And I think we've really, so we started these Eat Your Plants Off classes. I mean, I trademarked it a couple years ago. I had in mind what we were going to do, how we were going to do it. But, you know, everything takes a little time. It just didn't happen overnight. You know, you have a resolution and it's like, boom, you expect it to be done.
Definitely, definitely. It's a lot. I mean, you got to just really stay up on your resolutions are like tough to, you know, it's easy to say something, but to really follow through and really take it to heart. Like, I'm going to do this. A lot of people crash and it's like studies have been like by January 19th,
it's over.
Most resolutions are over with,
Well, we know how that is. How many times have we gone through resolutions?
A lot.
I even think I encouraged years and years and years ago that we write down our resolutions when the kids were little. Like, we encouraged, like, what do you want to have happen this year?
Yeah.
We should have been saying, like, let's have goals. But we just thought, oh, the first of the year, we're going to start. First of all, you can start anytime.
Yeah.
Don't worry if it's today.
New Year's.
Yeah. Don't worry if you just got this and you're like, what, today? Now's the time to start anything. It's just that we really started understanding and learning better how to break it down and to make it happen from just where we started, first of all.
Yeah. Can you believe where we started? I mean, we first met
100 years ago.
Yeah. I don't even know how many years ago. I don't know if I want to say. I couldn't even calculate it.
It was 1985.
Wow.
Was it 85?
Yeah, I think it was 86. I was out of high school for...
I'm proud to be 53.
Yeah, definitely.
I am proud to be... I wouldn't have said that 12 years ago. Yeah. Like, no. I wouldn't be the 53 I am today.
My gosh.
It's kind of freaky, right?
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, your friend, your girl friend in school was my buddy's girlfriend, so...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, you gotta come over. You know, I was just doing my normal, hey, I'm gonna run over and
we went to the same high school.
Yeah,
we went to the same high school, so people connected us. Oh, you should you should meet John. Well, I wasn't allowed to date. I wasn't allowed to leave the house. I really wasn't allowed to do anything. So
yeah, I don't even know how you even got there because it's
do you want me to be honest?
A different town. Would you take a cab?
I did have, no, actually she drove me home from school. Like we were at school, we were in school together and she drove me home, but I did have to, I had to lie a little bit.
It's a little fib.
I had to do a little fibbing. You know, I wasn't allowed. So I just said, I'm going over to her house, which wasn't a lie.
No, you weren't.
I just said that her mom was there, which there, that was.
Okay, that might have been.
That was. A little stretch. I actually, so I didn't lie. I actually just kept that part out. That's what we did.
Right, right.
No I didn't ever want to get in trouble. You know what I mean? You know that's me.
Well, I know. And I was just going over to just to visit my buddy, just to hang out. I didn't even know there was a surprise there waiting for me.
I'm actually getting excited thinking about going back and thinking about that moment. That's right. It was a long time ago, but
I know. Well, I knock on the door like, hey, you know, over at his apartment. And then
I was waiting.
The door
for you.
Opens and you get shoved out.
Yeah,
the hallway.
She pushed me out in the hallway.
And then shut the door.
I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I didn't have boyfriends, you know, this was like all new to me. And I was like, hi. What sign are you?
I was like, oh.
That's what I said.
I know. It's like, stop sign. No. I was like, what? I'm a tourist. Like, I mean, first,
a
tourist. I didn't know.
It you just were... sounded like you said a tourist.
Yeah,
I
was like, I'm a tourist.
No.
I'm a tourist.
You said I'm a tourist. And I said, I'm a tourist. Yeah. And then we did exactly like this, where we just looked at each other like, what?
When's your
did
birthday?
She tell you?
Yeah, right. When's your birthday?
May 15th.
I'm like, my birthday's May 15th.
I said, no, it's not.
I'm like, yeah, I'll show you my license. Show me yours.
I don't have one.
And you're like, I'm still riding a bicycle.
That is true. I was riding my bike up to your house.
The same damn day. The same day.
It was. Mm-hmm. Well,
our birthdays are on the same day.
On the same day.
Yeah.
Crazy. Wow. Did we have goals then, do you think?
I did. I didn't really think about it as goals. It was just stuff I wanted to do or get or whatever. I didn't really think about the goal, the process. I mean, really similar to resolutions and or any goals. You got to set your mind to it and have a path.
But that's a really well thought out. Got to set your mind to it. You got to have a path.
I know. Well, like, that's how it is now, you know.
It's not really
40
what,
years later.
It was like, we'll just start a goal to lose weight every year. I mean, most people I know are starting that goal right now. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest industry of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I have to make sure I get my kale order in early because kale is getting sold at like 2 or 3 times the rate right now than usual,
I found out. It's because we're talking about kale a lot because it's amazing. You can do a lot of good stuff with it and it's good for you and tastes great.
We're going to be talking about how to make kale this week. Kale, yeah. Kale is blowing off the shelves right now. Everybody's getting healthy, wanting to get healthy. And But it's not going to last. Usually it's not going to last. We're not trying to tell people
we're not saying don't have a resolution. We're saying,
We want to make it stick. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Well, because statistically, most resolutions fail. They don't work out.
3 weeks, usually.
But this does.
Or goals all during a year. I mean, seriously, it's like just that you get like a few weeks of really, I'm going to go work out. It could be June.
That's
we
started off this,
It doesn't matter.
No. Like, it wasn't a resolution, but it was January 7th.
It was 12 years ago yesterday. You brought me home after a wrist surgery, and it was just like, oh, wow. Like, we just, you know, we like faced this. We were at a crossroads here. Like,
I don't even think it was a crossroad. Yeah, it was like, we're going to die.
It was a fork in the road. One end, you could see the dead end. So you're like, okay, we got to go this way.
I was in really bad shape with my health. I know we've talked about this before, but it was shocking. Mm-hmm. I went to the doctor probably every week. I was I had just had like pancreatitis, dealing with pancreatic attacks. I did that thing where they had to like cut the bile duct for goodness sake in me. I was having all these acid reflux problems, practically sleeping, standing up wasn't helping.
Yeah, right.
I lived on Tums for as long as I could remember, probably the age of 21. I should have taken out stock in Tums and stool softeners.
Huh.
Every brand you could imagine. I thought that was part of taking vitamins.
Wow.
I mean, that's what I see. Look, and then you see it on commercial all day long.
It looks like part of everybody's regimen.
And when I would start something, I usually would go 100%. You know, I'm going 100%. I'm giving it my all. I'm doing everything. And it was year after year. I mean, Weight Watchers is blowing up right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We were doing Slim Fast, Diet Center, all Starvation, of them. They love everything. January. Keto, Beachbody. What else did that turn into, too?
What? I mean, it's
keto.
Turned into, yeah, keto.
Those are the doctors at those conventions that are shocked.
Yeah.
They've been taught to teach people, to tell people to do keto. They've been taught and it's been recommended to do keto.
Without even, they don't know the effects of it. They just say, oh, you lose weight from it.
True.
They haven't really looked at the research of what the keto does to your body. It does to your arteries.
I mean, I even took a course on keto, the good, sure. The bad, the ugly, mm-hmm. on how bad it is. It increases all-cause mortality.
Yeah.
First of all, I mean, sure, you can lose weight doing it. And like I said, you can lose weight doing cocaine. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make it healthy.
That's right.
We learned there's a better way to get healthy, and there's a better, you know, we love not dieting. We're eating our plants off. We start our program this week, the Eat Your Plants Off classes, and we're off to a bang teaching people how to eat French fries and cheese fries and burgers. And now look at the group. They're blowing up. By the way, we can't not talk about the amazing Plantspiration community that has been built.
That community is really good. It's
why we started this. It is because of them.
It is.
We were like, you know what? We're going to show you that everything isn't easy, but if we go and take these steps and we break it down and we make these goals and we make them realistic and we focus on the things, you know, I practice what I teach.
Yeah.
I said, we're just going to do a podcast.
Yep.
And it's going to go to the top, which, by the way, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We're climbing. It's not going to happen overnight.
No, it's not, but it's amazing. I love hearing the feedback. People are really digging it. And
well, I want to inspire.
Exactly.
I want to inspire them. If you just set your mind to something, that's one thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, but sometimes we bite off more than we can chew or it becomes overwhelming. What were we talking about this week about why resolutions don't work?
Well,
it's a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, really, why they don't work. It's a lot of, I don't have my notes in front of me, but it's just a lot of, you got to have your, you got to set your intention. I mean, it can't be like too overly, you know, or too generic, like I want to get healthy.
Exactly.
Or I want to get healthy and save
it's
money.
It's not narrowed down to specific things is what it is. Wow, 12 years vegan, still didn't die of protein deficiency.
No.
You know, we went through a lot of learning how to get this down, learning how to, not just ourselves, you know, how to nourish, but just teaching other people how to do it. You don't have those notes? Look for them really quick, because that was really great stuff that you had.
Yes.
We're learning to get notes, by the way. Again, it's like transparency here is... Everything doesn't have to be perfect. You're witnessing it right now. We're not going to start over. We're not going to edit it. We're not going to do... Things happen. Now, some people might give up and be like, you know what? Start it over. The mood's going to get, you know, dimmed. I don't roll like that. I have learned the resilience and the resistance of you're just going to keep on going and we're going to learn from these mistakes. So kind of the podcast was...
It kind of reminds me of Chevy Chase. That's how you... Vacation. We're getting to Wally World.
I am Clark Griswold. I am. In the face of what he went through to get to that vacation is exactly what we're talking about with the visualization.
Right.
Look, in the way that he planned it out. Remember in the beginning, he is just like planning. And right from the beginning, the kid is like taking the Pac-Man and eating his plans. He's got the car. He's got everything ready. We didn't start like that when we made this transition. Yeah, we did. I went out and got all the plants. I was like, this is what we're going to do. It was the same thing. And the same thing happened as obstacles got in the way.
Right.
The family. Immediately. Oh, you know, that's not healthy for you. The pediatrician.
Everything, yeah.
It wasn't just the family. Like, I just summed that up into everybody is what I meant, but... Everybody
friends,
around
family,
us, friends, family, yeah.
Everybody, a lot of people you talk to.
Well, what it was is like, you know, within the group, it is a big, giant factor. in the Saturday support group.
Well, yeah, definitely, because what we learned right off the bat, there's like no support.
None. There really isn't. And as much as your family loves you and as much as they want to support you and help you lose weight and help you get healthy, mm-hmm. for some reason, when you say you're going plant-based, it seems to bring out the most, you know, confrontational stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like all of a sudden, everybody becomes an expert. And I know that this isn't the first time you've heard it, but the minute you say you've gone plant-based, immediately people will start questioning. And I'm not saying because it just happened to me. It happens notoriously right. to people.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you get your protein or where are you going to get your calcium? There's more behind it why people do that. The mm-hmm. point is they do it and it can be very distracting and it can make you fall off and not...
That's right. That's right.
You know, there's so much information, the misinformation, the analysis paralysis. And there's where you, if you don't have those specific goals, and I'm going to go with over at the end, my 7 tips I've created from years and years of working with people and helping them crush their goals.
They're awesome.
My 7 tips.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. It really helps.
Everybody
really
using.
Sums it up. This is, I mean, it's just.
It's these quick, are the 7 tips that lead to success. And I don't just talk about them, I practice them, you know, mm-hmm. we get them down. But there's many ways that I realize resolutions don't work or why people start things and they fail. You know, they beat themselves up when things go wrong.
Yep. For sure. I mean, they're just like thinking, it's got to be perfect. You know, a lot of things like that. Like it's got to be.
Do you know how that is? Have you ever had that happen?
Well, yeah. Yes, I have.
I'd love to hear an example.
Well, just thinking something's got to be right. I'm working on something. I mean, I don't know specifically, but working on a project or something I'm trying to build. And it's like, you know what? This is not going to work. A little fixture, a little something. I got, you know, I'm going to put a motor on it or this or that. And sometimes you got to just start at the beginning and that's okay. Sometimes you got to restart.
It happens. Sometimes you got to restart.
But it's not like, oh, I threw everything out. You can't just trash your whole idea. I mean, you can't really beat yourself up for little things.
We see a lot.
I can relate that to food. Like if I always go back to food because something everybody does. So
we have to see
relate.
The food. We have to live off of the food. We have to eat the food. Mm-hmm. We have to go into the grocery store with the food. You know, don't lose track of what you're talking about because I'm getting excited. This is what I mean. Just when you go to start this goal, you've got this plan. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this. But a lot of people don't realize they have to have well, of course, now I'm losing my words. Mm-hmm. They have to have a plan for when things don't go right.
Right, exactly.
When you go into the grocery store and all of a sudden you smell the stuff that they purposely pipe in. Purposely to get you to buy a Subway, a pizza, mm-hmm. stuff at their deli. Like, not only is
the
your...
The bakery, come on.
You
wow.
got, in here, you've got these goals and they're awesome, but mm-hmm. you're... usually not prepared for the obstacles coming. I mean, they're coming your way. The marketing on TV all day long. Mm-hmm. You know, people are wanting you to manifest pills, for goodness sakes. Look at the amount of pill commercials there are.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. When we were doing our vision board and going through the books, I was blown away by how much stuff is even in, like,
any,
vitamins.
Any magazine,
yeah, there's
really.
Just so much.
But people need to, it's while you're... creating your plan, you got to like anticipate the setbacks. What could knock you off your track?
Exactly. You know? And that's usually what people don't have in place of like, what's going to happen when I go to that, you know, dinner tomorrow night or that wedding or I have to travel or when my family's telling me, what are you eating all those potatoes for? They're going to make you gain weight.
Yeah.
There is obstacles coming all the way. But we just went through a whole Saturday support group where people were
crushing it. For sure.
It just gets me excited.
It does.
It started off with one, you know, not only just one idea of a kid saying we should go vegan and me saying that's ridiculous, that's not going to be a good idea, to we ended up doing it.
For sure.
And then we ended up learning how to do it really healthy.
Definitely. Well, that was the whole thing. It was like, it wasn't like I'm just like, well, I'm going to go along with her. I was like,
no, you were
ready
in it.
For change. Like what I've been doing, it hasn't been working. Yeah. Like I just been feeling like crap and I knew I had to completely change what I was doing.
Do you think that when we were sitting in that moment that we were like, we got to change everything?
No, I didn't even, I just knew.
We didn't just change our food, by the way.
I got to put proper fuel in, and after that happened, it was, I mean, we took a lot, you know.
We cut out a lot of stuff at once. Mm-hmm. We cut out the caffeine, we cut out alcohol, which we don't talk enough about. Yeah. We were, I guess, alcoholics. We were drinking. We say it, I guess, because we don't even want to admit it is what it is, because it just seemed so normalized.
I don't know. I haven't really looked at how many drinks per week puts you in that category.
Well, first of all,
I don't like putting labels on stuff, but yeah, I was thirsty.
What I would say is even the Surgeon General finally is wanting to put warning labels on alcohol, because there's no safe amount of alcohol consumption, first of all. No. So we were really pushing our limits times 10,000. How big are the bottles of those Tito's we were drinking?
That was like, we would get a new half gallon for the weekend, and then by Tuesday,
we were getting another one. We were drinking
a
gallon.
And then that would be gone by the weekend, so a gallon a week.
We were drinking a gallon of Tito's vodka a week.
This is not brought to you by Tito's.
This is not. And we were functioning. We worked. You know, everything was still going great. I cooked dinner every day, but, you know, and then I wondered why I was so sick, having pancreatitis, couldn't walk around, facing double knee replacement, suffered from migraines, high blood pressure, failing my stress test. I mean, and then all of a sudden we're just going to stop drinking, stop eating any dairy, meat, cheese, egg,
fish,
and we're not going to do caffeine. No. I was sick day one. Now, by the way,
I do have a tea now. I do have some caffeine, but
I threw up the first day.
Oh, the first day was something.
I wasn't thinking about anything else except for just get me through to the next day. And I don't know why I'm sharing all this except to say I was determined.
Yeah.
I was so sick of being sick. I was so sick of watching us go through all the surgeries. Yeah. I was sick of watching my kids be miserable. I was so sick of it. I wanted to do something different. So I did.
Yeah.
I did. And then I thought, we got to tell everybody.
Yeah.
And that's how this started. Started a nonprofit. Yeah. And what do you know? The same tools I used to lose the weight and keep it off were like the same concept I continued to use to grow the business.
Well, right. It was like, I mean, even before the business started, it was just, okay, we're doing this. We did it. We're feeling great. Then it was like, okay, education time. How come?
Because
why
nobody
do we
knew.
Feel great? Oh. How come we don't know about it? I mean, you just went, I mean, if I could say you went balls out at getting educated on all of this.
Thank you.
And it helped. Not just our family, even more. But then it was like, all right, now I really need to help the whole world, you know, as much as I possibly can. Anybody that wants to listen would learn.
And I'm so empathetic to everybody who's dealing with family members and friends. And to the family members and friends, I love you too.
Yeah, definitely.
We know that your intention, your sole intention is to be, you know, helping your loved one who wants to lose weight and feel great. But, you know, unless you're helping people reverse disease or teaching people how to prevent and reverse disease and have taken about 10,000 hours of nutrition education, just be open-minded enough to know right now, the evidence is out that the only diet known to reverse heart disease, diabetes, dementia, Alzheimer's, cancers, prevent this stuff and lose weight is a whole food, plant-based diet and lifestyle.
That's right.
I love your family. I love your friends. I love everybody who's given their two cents. But let's stick with what the research says and how to do it.
That's right.
I am grateful to not be dieting for 12 years.
This has been great.
Day one, we taught people how to eat your plants off. How come I say I don't have to count calories? How come I'm not measuring? How come I'm not counting points? And how come I'm eating so much pasta, potatoes, and everything else?
Awesome.
Most people don't know is what drove me to make Plantspiration. We gathered up all the years of what we were doing, educated myself to the max, and continue to. Now you're involved in all of it too. Like now he goes to the conferences with me.
For sure.
Because we just want to show people that this can be done, but it's going to take a little work. And we've been through it.
Yeah.
And we're regular people.
I mean, you got to feed yourself. You might as well try to use, you know, better fuel. get better results.
And you bring up a good point. You got to feed yourself. We're still facing all this stuff. A lot of people start programs or, you know, 21-day programs are going strong right now. And I love all that.
Yeah, you will never see
you can even go away.
21-day program at a special reduced price. No, it's not.
It's not like that. It's
this is what you need to do
forever.
Yeah.
You know, to maintain it and to learn how to keep getting better at it, basically. You know, people have even gone away and you can get healthy and you can go to these retreats and you can do all this amazing stuff. But a lot of people come into Plantspiration and they say things like, I got home and it was the same stuff.
It was like,
the same family, the same food in the store, the same obstacles.
Same issues,
Same issues. We like even people who know that this works and they've been successful, they come in just for the support system that comes with Plantspiration.
Exactly.
So they're learning, they're getting the support system down, and we're constantly sharing our story of why this works for us and how we've made it work and transparent about it. Like right here,
Definitely.
We're going to keep making it work. Speaking of for our 12-year anniversary, we started this year a little bit different since we haven't been doing resolutions.
Right.
I said, let's do a vision board. We talked about it last week, what we were going to do, and look at the vision board we've got today. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What would your vision board have looked like 12 years ago?
Oh, I like before knowing any of this?
Yeah.
That, I don't know. I mean, geez. I
don't think we knew how to make goals.
Exactly. I'm like,
we wouldn't be having this stuff in front of us. So I laid out right here, by the way, our vision boards. We thought maybe we would share with you guys because some people mentioned.
We'll look at them.
In the group, this was one of the recommendations for one of my coaching lives. I said that vision boards are very effective in helping people see their goal, kind of like the vacation movie with Clark Griswold. He had that vision. He had that map. He had that itinerary. He had that plan. He had the determination.
Yeah.
I can relate. So I'm looking at the vision board here. And first of all, I'm impressed with your vision board. I am super impressed. I'm going to just tell them the first thing he's got on there is how to thrive.
Yeah.
This, again, this is not the guy I married, but
in
this is the guy.
Yeah,
thrive in 2025. That is attractive. I just have to let you know, to see that you're putting things down like more mindfulness, more change, because who doesn't want, I always say, if it doesn't evolve you, it doesn't involve you. Mm-hmm. And your whole board is like family, you know, working out, making that picture, because we have a full gym downstairs, but we too need to set goals.
Right. Now, if you notice next to that is the word honest. I need to be honest with myself.
I love that you said
that. And get my ass down there in the gym and do it. I gotta make that more of a priority.
Well, let's say that this was a common question that I work with people of, how do I do that?
Yeah, how? How do you do that?
Let me take you through it. We didn't plan this either. Like, I'm going to pop this on you. So the first thing I would say is, you know, what do you want? What do you want the end goal to look like? Like, what do you vision? Like, do you vision what you want to do down in that gym?
Yeah.
Do you see it?
Just getting healthier, feeling stronger, really, is what I want.
You've worked out before, right?
Oh, yeah.
How did you feel when you were doing it?
Great. I mean, once you do it, then you feel better. It's the doing part that is.
Did you look in the mirror and flex and be like, wow, that's impressive that I did that?
No.
You didn't?
Well,
I did.
I mean, not recently.
But when you were when you were working out and you started seeing the results, you would look in the mirror and you'd be like, wow, that's great.
I should do that now.
Dopamine.
I should look in the mirror and be like, holy shit, we got to get down there. No, I'm just kidding.
True. I mean, well, we're realistically sharing.
Yeah.
You know, we've been busy too.
I got a lot going on, so I got to stop making excuses.
I was going to say,
I'm saying.
Once I establish, you know, what your goal is, then it helps me understand better how to break down some steps to get there.
Right.
So I would say things like, what time are you able to get on, you know, down in the gym?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the obstacles that you'll face?
That, 'cause time is one of the obstacles, you know.
So where would be a good time for you to break that out?
I really got to figure it out in my schedule.
I'm a morning person, and I know you're not. And we kind of have done that before, where we will get in the ditch ourselves with this whole plan because we want to do it together. Because
I like staying up later. Usually I'm up later getting some work done in the shop. So then I'm not going to get up at 4 to work out before I get ready to go to work.
Yeah, definitely.
It's probably going to be right after work.
Right after work works out good for you. And I've got to make sure I don't have calls, because if you guys didn't notice, I am determined to work out with them, because it's nice to have somebody with you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that's another thing, having a support system. Once again, no matter what you're doing, support helps.
When you're working out, by the way, when you envision yourself working out, do you know like what you're going to wear? Do you know like how you're going to prepare for that? Are you going to eat something beforehand? Come in, start envisioning like what does that routine start looking like?
Yeah, well, I never even thought about that.
So when you vision...
I don't know. When I first get home from work, I should probably work out and then eat afterwards, I would think.
Yeah, well...
But I don't like having a huge dinner. I just...
Well, I'm just throwing ideas out there for you to think about like what that looks like, mm-hmm. what that's going to feel like. And then start with those small, realistic goals. Like, you know, I'm just going to go down there for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Once a day. And then you can increase that when you feel like that time is right.
Yeah,
and
if I'm up to 2 minutes on the rebounder.
See what I mean? And can we get a new rebounder, by the way? Yeah. Because that one's from literally 1980, and I'm waiting for that to break.
Just to go right through it?
I like holding on to anything I can until the very last minute.
Yeah.
So once you get that going, then I would be asking you like, how good does it make you feel? Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't forget to keep replaying like that moment of dopamine of, wow, I did it and I feel good, or crossing it off your list, and focus on one small thing at a time.
You know,
the food is going to come with it, because the more you work out, the more you're going to want to eat better and feel better, and then you'll be sleeping better.
Yeah.
And then boom.
Boom.
Something happens. I didn't leave the house with food. Mm-hmm. I missed my workout. Friday night. Mm-hmm. My friends want to go out. I had a drink. I broke my resolution. And then next thing you know, I'll start on Monday.
Well, yeah.
I am not going to have a case of the I'll start on Monday. I haven't had a case of that in over 12 years.
Yeah.
It was like we just learned to do. Once you, I did this for one day, then it was like, oh, I can do the next day and next day.
Yep.
We faced obstacles, but we had each other.
The first day was rough, but it was like, all right, it was only day one. We don't know what the hell we're doing.
We didn't know what we were doing.
We're gonna do this.
I was drinking juices. It was eating so much raw. I ate beets, which I never ate, but I was like, I'm gonna get healthy.
Well,
I'm gonna go again at 100%.
You put it in a juice too, or a smoothie or something, and it was just like, that was too much beets.
There's me going 100% though.
Oh my God, I think I'm bleeding.
I thought I was.
You had a ton of beets.
I was like, take me to the emergency room. I just threw up all red. And remember, I almost had a panic attack. Remember all the panic attacks I used to have? Then think about that. Like, look at all those changes. Like, I don't even get into panic attacks, anxiety.
Well, you get panic attacks when you get chest pains, like
just in general, but everything changed. Pitfalls happen. Stuff happens, but
yeah.
When you have a plan set up and a support system and knowledge and, you know, the things I want to talk about, the 7 tips, then, well, it's just we get to see the results every week. And now that's my dopamine, watching people. How much longer until we get to the Plantspiration Health Report? Because I just looked over at that number and I am literally crapping my plants off.
I know.
What?
I know. Well, we'll get there in a little bit.
So
we got more to talk about. We got a couple of questions.
Like I say on the Highway to Health, you get a flat tire. Do you get out and freaking pop the rest? I say that all the time in the group. And they're like, that's hilarious. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. People, you know, I'm going to diet. I'm going to do this. And then they have one crappy meal or something. And then it just blows. Like, screw it. You know, I had that. I'm going to, you know. Just go through this drive-through.
It happens.
Do something else
I have stuff to say about that too. Uh-huh. Like, we did not. We just resolved in that moment, I guess, when we made this transition.
Yeah.
There's nothing healthy at a drive-through. No. We knew that. We didn't even know to go no oil at the time, is what I want to say. We didn't even go no oil. We just were doing what we were doing, and I think I just made that a rule in my head of no more fast food because nothing good is coming from it.
Yeah, well, like you just know deep fried fries and onion rings and
you can't lie to yourself. Like you said right there, honest, the way that you put that down mm-hmm. for the working out. Look at this.
Yeah.
From vision to view.
Heck yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was fun.
Up your fiber. You can never have enough fiber. I love that you did like that. I can't see the rest. This is
some
the year.
And your path just to be on it. And
you got the Plantspiration. You got the podcast. Yep. I mean, this is amazing. Look at that. Plantspiration and Prologue. I see everything now.
I don't know. Made it like a
change.
Clock, you know?
It's pretty all. Cool. I just noticed that.
What?
I just noticed that you did it in a clock.
Are you serious?
So he's got two arrows, one at like 12 o'clock, the long needle on the clock, uh-huh. and then the short one you have at
short one is the
5 o'clock.
Hour. Yeah, there you go.
And what do you have that one on?
It just happens to be on Evolve.
What?
But on each of the little arms.
What you hear right now is I'm blown away. This is not the guy married, but this is the guy married. This is what I mean. We get excited about making these challenges or these different things that we would have never explored before. We were so close-minded of, I'm not doing that.
Totally.
I'm not going vegan.
Did you see the arm of the clocks? The one, the hour says, don't miss out on the moments that move you. That's just a loaded wow.
This is really great. Seriously. Because the fact that you're even taking this in and you're so mindful and you're so self-aware because you've always done amazing at everything that you did. Like, first of all, right here,
thank you.
Amazing mechanical engineer. You started a business. You did these things. It's like you are honing in on not just that now. You know, you're great at when you do stuff like that, but you're upping mm-hmm. it to this level of consciousness, this level of self-awareness, this level which has helped us grow so much as partners, parents,
yeah,
friends,
no, totally.
Business partners, basically. We have a lot that we have to work on for the business, too.
Yeah, definitely. It just doesn't happen.
Now I'm getting carried away. I'm just getting so excited.
No, but it's great. Anyways, I love...
How did you like doing this?
I really like this vision board. I mean, it's just awesome because it really puts it down and makes it real.
It's the first time we've done this, and it was the first official time I physically did one, but I've journaled it, I've doodled it, I've done vision tools, I've done mm-hmm. a lot of visuals, mm-hmm. like what I envision Plantspiration to look like, or I have it written down from before I even trademarked it or built the whole business. The paper is actually really faded. Do you remember the post that I had on my mirror, like for 100, it seemed like 100 years, the sun faded it.
Oh, did it? I don't even recall. Like, it's gone.
And I'm such a believer in the evidence behind manifesting and opening neural pathways. And lifestyle medicine coaching is about behavior change.
Yeah.
It's what I do.
Yeah.
It's what I do. And then I thought, well, why don't I put it to the test and make my own vision board,
too? I love your vision board. It's great.
We're finally fixing up the house, which has been something we've never done.
No,
I mean, we've painted, we've done a little bit of projects,
normal
but in
stuff,
general,
this is like we're going renovation here.
We do a lot of work at the house, and it's important to me that
we need a new kitchen for our classes. Let's just get down to the nitty.
We've been working so hard on this, by the way. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to keep that visual so we don't lose track while we're here.
Too. I have a kitchen in there.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, a little renovation, it says.
Family's first, of course. I love my family. Mm-hmm. I want always peace, happiness. We're always working through stuff, and I'm really grateful for that. We're working on getting better. More fabulous experiences, and of course, entrepreneur. Like, that was a new word for me in the last...
It was.
Like, I didn't have that down as a goal, entrepreneur, CEO entrepreneur. But now I started honing in a little bit more on how to work those visions, the Eat Your Plants Off classes, the Plantspiration Unplugged, go to the top.
Yeah.
And of course, my state of mind, being the best me, investing in myself. I mean, you can't take too much good care of yourself.
Yep. You know, and that's great. They're small but mighty.
I am small but mighty, you know, and I'd like to do, we went for the first time on a vacation and I really would like to explore some more. That was enjoyable. Like I said, I spent my whole life dieting, you know, being unhealthy, being overweight and believing that this was just as good as it was going to get.
Yeah.
It made me not want to travel. It made me not want to explore. It made me not have the self-confidence that I do today. And I just, I want this to help me inspire more people by sharing what, you know, practicing what we teach.
Definitely.
I'm not saying I'm teaching you guys a manifest or vision boards, just believing in yourself, believing, and how to take those steps. You know, people were talking about how come resolutions don't work.
Well, I'm telling you. Because
there's not a breakdown of the steps to get there.
Yes.
And the destination, like Clark Griswold, the vacation. He was going to get there no matter what. And I'll tell you what, this journey, not just the whole weight loss, losing the 100 pounds, keeping it off 12 years later is easy.
Yeah.
It was all these obstacles that I learned.
It's
personally, professionally, it was no smooth sailing.
No. And you can't see everything that's coming your way. I mean, you can anticipate rough patches, but it's hard to really
plan through them.
Yeah.
You don't know when they're coming.
No.
But when you practice more stress management, it allows you to navigate through those obstacles.
Definitely.
If you're listening, stop right now and pay attention to that. Stress management, breathing, meditation, mindfulness, visualization, journaling, all these things, vital. Definitely. For making these changes.
Definitely.
And you say that because?
Because I am now fully practicing what you teach.
I did not tell him to say that, by the way. I did not know you were going to say that. I thought you were just going to say that you've been, you know.
Well, I've been applying it. You know, I mean, it's what we're talking about. It's what you're, you know, laying out there for everybody, you know, and one-on-one coaching and in the support groups. And I'm learning, I'm listening too.
It works.
But you really got to lay it down, put it out there.
Changing.
Visualize it and stick to it.
Changing behaviors that have been ingrained. One, okay, is very hard to change.
Right.
Then you have a society and people around you that are not as supportive of it because they don't know about it, or they're scared to do it, or they don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Changing behaviors and habits is not easy, but it can be done by breaking it down and having small steps and doing the visuals and envisioning. Yeah. Or I tell people a lot of times, and I'll tell you guys right now, envision your success story.
Yeah,
that's how I did it. And I thought about it every day. I thought about what it would look like, what it would feel like. Hey, I'm Stephanie, you know, lost. I went through that scenario so many times, the vision.
Yeah.
Da-da-da.
That it just happened.
Yeah. So any obstacles, I was like, whatever. I'm getting awesome. Used to this now. But we just keep, we just real life version.
Yeah, they do. And you'll see on YouTube.
Now, wait, will that, like, we're speaking
back.
Of.
We're back.
The irony.
Yeah,
the
switch was off for some
flippin' irony. We're talking about things not going right and obstacles.
Yeah.
And what happened?
I don't know. For some reason, the podcast thing, microphones are plugged into a switched outlet, and the switch was off.
I can barely hear you.
Now we're back.
There it is. Your microphone's a little low. We lost you.
Yeah. It doesn't even work.
Oh, really?
Maybe now.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, well, okay. There we are. Holy cow, what the heck?
Obstacle averted.
Yeah, definitely.
So our things, everything just shut down.
Yeah, crazy.
In the middle of it, but.
Lights out and.
What did I just say? I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Here we go.
That's right where we were, really, you know, just talking about when stuff
goes
happens.
Wrong.
Just be, you know, hey, let it roll off, because getting really worked up about something you can't do anything about is really
you're definitely not the same when stuff like that happens. I'm just sitting back watching, like, is he gonna lose it? No, you were like, oh,
no. I just live my life like there's a camera watching me, and
well, it is. It always is. Kidding. It's getting there.
No, it's just having a better outlook and realizing just wasted energy and definitely a negativeness of being crappy about shit I can't control.
12 years later.
I mean, I could have turned the switch on, but
we didn't know about this 12 years ago. This is that evolving and learning how to get better and being open-minded. And, you know, I just want to feel better. I don't want to stress out about too much stuff that we can't control.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be worked up about stuff that I can't control. Like I tell people, what we feed ourselves mentally and physically, that's the most That's all you need to control.
I'm telling you, really, it is.
I got the tips. Tell me when I can get that. Oh, we're doing
I want to get to the health report. Everybody's still crushing it with reversing diseases.
Numbers are going down. I'm getting texts.
Off medicines. Yeah, people are really crushing it. Yeah, I mean,
blood sugar's going down. Yeah. Like right now, everybody's on fire. Mm-hmm. And if they're not on fire, they're listening to everybody because this mm-hmm. community is amazing.
Yeah.
And they're talking about it and they're getting everybody else like, you know what? I was in the ditch. My tire was flat. I popped all four of them now. Yeah. But this inspired me to get going. And that's why this is so important.
Definitely. They're doing it.
I'm hyped up about all
this. When they show up on Saturday, they're already on their path to doing better.
I'm so hyped up about all of this. It's awesome. I can't calm down.
What I would like to share is we have some more totals coming in for weight poundage loss.
Since we started the podcast mm-hmm. 9 weeks ago, this is our ninth episode. We started at collecting information. And is that number I'm seeing over
there? We're at 1,012 pounds. People have checked in that they've lost.
Where's the clapping?
I'm telling you, it's here. It's here.
For the love of kale. Listen to that. 1,012 pounds.
Definitely.
You plant-spiration slaying plant eating people, thank you. That's inspiring. Whoever's listening to this, eat more fruits and vegetables.
That's a lot.
Okay, because that's how it all started for everybody. Every mm-hmm. single person, I'm assuming, said, I'm not going to be able to do that, or I'm not up for that, or I don't know if I'll go 100%. I hear it every day, all day long. And look at that.
Look at that. Awesome.
We just started collecting this information.
Definitely. This is great. 1,012 pounds.
So let's just give a recap. Reversed heart disease, several diabetes, several heart disease, hypothyroid, Hashimoto's, Graves' disease, cholesterol, losing inches, getting rid of chronic pain or reducing it significantly, improved angina, inflammation off the charts.
People are feeling
reducing inflammation really off the charts. Eczema, we've had a cancer in remission, and just so many medications are already off. Lots of metformin, lots of insulin.
Right.
I'm not a doctor. I don't tell people to get off medication. That's not what I do is teach people how to make informed medical decisions, how to get healthy, and how to talk to their doctor about de-prescribing.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
If you're a doctor out there listening, we would love some help, a volunteer doctor, to help some of these people with this. This is my biggest problem at Plantspiration.
Yeah, I mean, we are doctor recommended, so we also
offer a code.
For doctors, right?
Their patients come in
for a free month and we'll make them a nice little code. And
any doctors out there, team@plantspiration.org, we can set you up with a code, do stuff like that. And by the way, the people who have the doctors that recommend them, their doctor is already lifestyle medicine, doctor, or they're very knowledgeable about the evidence of preventing and reversing disease.
Yeah.
And doctors love when people are in here because that's what makes them nervous about deprescribing. Are they going to stop?
Right.
Are they going to go back to eating dairy and bringing their cholesterol up if they get them off? So, you know, like we're talking about, this isn't a resolution. This isn't just a diet. This is a lifestyle change and one that we're loving teaching people how to do. And we want you to do it with us. Like if your diet isn't working and if you're doing this over and over and over again, maybe it's time to do something different.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is just like, once you do it, you feel fantastic. We got to share.
We got to share. And then, and then if it's not reversing disease or if it's not known to reverse disease, I mean, let's get this going. Heart disease is the leading killer. We're not talking about that enough. You're not going to see the commercials. Listen to me. The evidence is out there. Don't just take my word for it. Heart disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, autoimmune. These chronic diseases are being significantly impacted but when we make diet and lifestyle changes. And that's what we do at Plantspiration is take a lifestyle medicine approach. So it's not just the cooking classes. There's so much more. And we're going to get into that.
Definitely.
Maybe what's next?
Different.
1,012 pounds.
Definitely. What I get a question. I'd like to roll right
in. Listen to this. Hold on. Results typical.
Yeah, right.
When you're following the 7 tips and you're doing what I'm saying.
Definitely.
What I've learned to,
we're just doing what you've learned, really, and what I'm learning that is true and works. I got a question for you.
Giving the tips is what I mean. Yeah. Oh, yeah, bring it.
What was the aha moment when you knew this lifestyle was not just temporary, but a permanent change. This like rolls right into it. This is great.
When I got off my medications in like 2 weeks, that was when, like, I don't ever want to start taking them again.
Yeah, wow.
It was immediately, well, the first of all, it took a couple days for the inflammation in my hands to go down, and I was walking around a little bit better, and I noticed significant improvement in my pain. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I can walk and I can move my hands like this, this is a little bit different than getting off the medications, and then the weight loss coming off so fast. I mean, I could go on and on. Next.
Yeah, it was.
The aha moment was every single win that I had, I was like, aha, yeah, I'm going to keep this
we
up.
We were celebrating them.
Like, yeah, you got to celebrate the wins.
With food.
I was celebrating it with high-fiving
high
myself.
High fives, yeah.
Man, give me some.
Or each other, because we were doing this as a group, as amazing. A community. We had our own little community as our family. And
that came during COVID. 2020 of March is when we started the Saturday support group, and all the classes went virtual, mm-hmm. by the way. So 12 years in, 12 years ago we started doing this ourselves. Mm-hmm. 2017 was when I said, we're going to start a business.
Yep.
And it took a couple of years to trademark, and it took a couple of years to get it going. Back to that same concept of, if I would have expected 100 people to show up day one and have everybody lose 1,000 pounds, if I would have lived to that resolution, none of this would have happened.
You'd be done doing this already.
Excited about
just it. Just amazing. I got something here. Sure. What do you wish you had known when you first went vegan?
All this information so I didn't doubt myself.
Yeah, well, I think about that in the beginning. Just so many people coming at us.
It was the hardest part. The self-doubt. It was the hardest
part.
Well,
you got, family, friends, classmates, everybody. All of a sudden, everybody's a nutrition expert, and they just
and I believed them all.
Well, we didn't.
Because they love me. And I thought, well, how do they know that this is so bad and I don't? Like, I just watched this one thing, and you're right. I did kind of run with it. What if I'm being derailed? What if I'm hurting myself? What if all these bad things are happening? Mm-hmm. I had no, and then I would read the information and I would make a post about it. And then somebody would say something mm-hmm. negative, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm doing the wrong. I had to second guess myself so much that I got annoyed and went and started learning
that
about
was
it.
Like, that's it. The aha moment. The education to be like, aha, I told you so.
And it has been nonstop education, because once I started learning about this stuff, that was my aha moment of, you're pretty smart and I love this stuff. It's powerful.
Definitely. That rolls right into this last question here that I'd like to share. How do you help others overcome self-doubt when it comes to making big lifestyle changes?
This is a great question.
It is. It's because it's there.
Do you know what I'm going to answer?
I don't, because, wow.
How do you help? Self-doubt is huge, and we've built it up over time from all the times this diet didn't work. Even if you've gone whole food, plant-based a million times, that creeps in, that self-doubt, and that stops you right there. There are steps to take from this. But it takes a little work. You have to visualize where you're going. Mm-hmm. You know what? This is this is the perfect time for me to give the 7 tips.
Do it. I mean, let's wrap it up.
This is the 7 tips for the self-doubt, how to crush this, stop making those resolutions, and start making these healthy behavior habits that stick and last for a lifetime. We've got to rewire our brain.
Okay.
And here's how it starts. Eat your plants off is my number one tip. There is all the evidence in the world that proves eating fruits, greens, grain, legumes, vegetables, that stuff right there, eating your plants off, that makes you feel so good. You'll just feel the results and want to go at it. Go 100%. Just make a small plan, a small goal to take one day at a time of going 100%. Because the little pierogi that you found in the store, or the little yogurt that is an alternative, or any of these packaged things, they're going to be out there, and they're out there available to you every day. But if you go 100% and eat your plants off, you're going to already wake up tomorrow and feel great. What I mean by eat your plants off is, this isn't a diet. This is going to be small. This is going to be large amounts to 3 to 5 pounds of food of low-fat, whole food, plant-based. That's what I mean by eat your plants off, and that's what we're teaching people every week, how to do it. Mm-hmm. So that when your family or friends or your doctor is telling you otherwise, like you shouldn't have fruit or you shouldn't have potatoes, well, you're taking some nutrition classes that are going to empower you. So eat your plants off, number one, and go 100% so you feel the results. You want to talk about building your self-confidence?
Mm-hmm.
Day one, you're going to feel it and you're going to be proud of yourself. Quit searching. And what I mean by that is quit searching for the recipes and quit searching for that little bit of nugget that you think is going to make this happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to make this happen. Come to class so you learn how to do it. We're not even going to be doing really recipes on Wednesday night. It's going to be how to use most nutrient-dense foods to crush it.
That's awesome.
Sometimes searching that analysis paralysis or all of that is just a distraction from actually taking action.
Yeah, it gets in the way of making progress.
I'm not saying don't stop searching the evidence, right. But if you're here, I'm going to let you know, eating a low-fat, whole food, plant-based has been proven to prevent and reverse heart disease, diabetes, autoimmune, mm-hmm. all these things. You're going to hear from everybody at Plantspiration when you're in there how they've done it too.
Right.
The evidence is there. Stop searching for the nugget. Start making a plan because mm-hmm. that's how you're going to empower yourself. Number four, empower yourself. Show up to the cooking, nutrition, education, and cooking classes. It's empowering when you learn how this works and what you're doing. Get in the group. Number five is seek support. Get in the group because that's just going to empower you even more.
Mm-hmm.
And in the group, I'm doing daily challenges that do build self-confidence, self-efficacy. I mean, it's just teaching people how to create new healthy habits. So I have a daily challenge, which would go with empowering yourself and seeking support. And number six,
okay.
Mistakes happen. What are you going to do when you get a flat tire? Are mm-hmm. you going to get out and stab all four of them and flatten them all out? Or are you going to get over it like Clark Griswold and Stephanie Ignafo
right.
and say, we're going to get to Wally World.
Yeah.
We're going to get to our destination. Think like that. Mistakes happen. Big deal. Keep going. Don't forget what your goal is and have a plan when the mistake happened. Look at the mistake as a lesson to learn something. Quit beating yourself up.
Right.
Instead of that, just, well, what could I do differently?
I mean, that's just great. That's great.
And the number seven, which could be number one, find joy.
Yeah.
Find your purpose.
Yeah.
I'll just say a side note here of what isn't going to bring you joy. The news, negative people,
mm-hmm.
unhealthy environments. Yep.
Negative thinking, negative posting, just a lot of things.
Oh, the negative posting. I mean, people think posting something political or something negative is going to make them feel better somehow.
Just anything. Oh, I stubbed my toe this morning.
It's like, not going to really help.
It's not going
to
make the pain
go away. I mean,
we
all need empathy and we all need love. So there's that. But I always like to say what you put out is what you get back in terms of like positivity. You know, if every day doesn't go great.
No.
I'm not going to talk about it. I don't have time for that. I want to say something like, it's going to be an awesome day. And then somebody's like, you have an awesome day. And then dopamine goes off.
Yep.
So find your joy. What brings you joy right now? Mm-hmm. What brings you joy? Do you like doing puzzles? Do you like gardening? Do you like listening to music? Do you like dancing? That takes work to go back and focus on your joy. My joy is not dieting for 12 years. My joy is teaching people how to feel good. My joy is talking more than John. Not really.
My joy is living happier, healthier. That's really
look at what we've done and what we're thinking about doing because
mm-hmm.
we aren't getting sicker, fortunately.
No, no.
We're changing the way that we think and that we learn to be more mindful of.
Certainly.
When things go wrong.
I mean, honestly, I was angry. Like at a lot of things, and
I thought that was just how this was going to go.
Food and with everything has just changed everything. I mean, I just feel better inside, and I can make the outside better. Like my vision of everything is better.
And we're just going with evidence.
Yeah,
we're not writing the research. We're just reading it, and we're applying it, and we're coming together to teach people mm-hmm. how to do this. Mm-hmm. It works. It matters. And so many people don't give up. 1,000 pounds. That's mm-hmm. not even 10%. Maybe 10% of
people checking
that Plantspiration checking in.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive. And everywhere I look, people are talking about health and talking about health and talking about health. And I don't see many people watching a group of people actually doing it together. It.
Yeah.
And it's not for 21 days.
No.
Or
no.
30 or 40, which all of those things work. I'm not dissing it. But this is where we teach you that it lasts.
Yeah, this is the, you maintain it.
And we have a lifetime, we're really rolling out the lifetime membership.
Yeah, right?
You know, you reach your goals. We want you to stay with us and be the inspiration the world needs to see. That's just what we do. We volunteer our time so you have more time.
That's right.
And we thought we'd get in here and get unplugged about stuff and inspire the plants off of you.
Definitely. So,
is this our wrap-up time, our outro?
I think so, because I'm telling you, this was just...
Thank you.
This was great.
Can you believe it? Everybody's sitting here. You saw the numbers of the podcast. Thousands.
I know.
Thousands.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We want to inspire more people to embrace a whole food, plant-based, a healthy way, not just for human health. Like I said, we've got millions of people eating themselves to death, billions of animals being slaughtered for no reason, and we've got a planet that's on fire. You know, you can make excuses not to do it, or you can make excuses why you should do it.
Yeah.
We think you should join Plantspiration too, by the way. It's an awesome place. People are really coming together and supporting one another and learning how to break their goals into small steps to achieve success.
I mean, everybody's crushing it, and you can too.
We hope you've been inspired by today's episode. Thank you guys so much for taking some time to sit with us, to walk with us, to drink your water with us, and to write down what your plan is this week for crushing it. If you're not sure, don't forget to get into our classes or individual classes where we're reaching and teaching people how to eat a low-fat, whole-food, plant-based diet and lifestyle the rest of the week. And in here, we just want to keep inspiring you guys to do whatever it is that you love. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Subscribe.
Happy New Year.
Love you guys.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Eat your plants off.
Yeah.
Woo!